Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from today's daf, Kuf Mem Beis in Maseches Shabbos, is the halacha of raw meat, frozen meat on Shabbos. Is it muktzah? Is it not? This shaila comes up often. Let's say an individual, for whatever reason, sees that they need to use another area in their fridge or freezer, and in that place is meat. So then in such a case, there is a real shaila over here of moving that meat, because at the end of the day, that meat is muktzah. We saw this on the bottom of Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis within the opinion of Rava, that we said that Rava said that the reason why he's allowed to move the limb of a yona is because it's normal for him to chew this meat even though it's raw. According to Rava's position, what will emerge then is that meat that is raw, if it's normal for people to chew that meat, then the halacha would be, one would be allowed to be metalta. That's what seems to emerge as well from the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says that fish that is salted and ready to eat is permissible to be moved. However, if the fish is not salted and is not ready, one is not allowed to move. Before we conclude with the halacha of meat, since we mentioned fish, halacha lemaisa, raw fish, it's very hard to find any side to be matir, moving the raw fish. In fact, Tosos in Dibra Maschil Dag, which is going to be an important reference to us in regards to meat as well, points out that the Gemara seems to differentiate between the two. There on Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that fish that is not salted or prepared is also to be metaltel. Yet, when it comes to meat, the Gemara seems to say on Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph that it'll be permissible. What is the difference between the two? Tosfos suggests the following distinction. That when it comes to raw fish is not even ra'ui leklovim. We know raw fish is extremely dangerous. However, when it comes to raw meat, it was common for dogs to eat raw meat as well. And therefore, since it's ro'i leklovim, then the halacha is one would be allowed to move it. Now, the Ran on Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph goes with our Gemara. Our Gemara points out on Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis that Rava said the reason why the fowl was permissible to him is because, not because his dog could eat it, but because he himself was able to chew it. So here we have a machlokis rishonim. What is the reason that the Gemara seems to say on the bottom of Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph that the halacha is that raw meat is acceptable? Is it because of the reason of the Ran that says that it's chewable? Then that would mean today it's hard to say that that is relevant. How many people chew raw meat today? And therefore, if we would follow the Ran's reasoning, the meat in the freezer, even if one is stuck and there is no other place, there would be a problem of moving it. You, of course, you would not have the heter letzarach mekomo, because the heter letzarach mekomo only applies to a kli shemalachto l'isser. This is muktza machmas gufa. Let's take a look and see how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Shin Ches Sif Lamed Aleph, the Mechaber paskins, basar chai, afilu tofel she'enem meluach klal, mutter letaltelo, it's permissible. But here we go. Mishum dechazi l'umtza. Because it's possible to chew on it. That's normal for people to chew on it. If that's so, already some have pointed out that bizman hazeh, the halacha would change. That when it comes to, particularly, the Magen Avraham points out that could very well be that in our Gemara it says that Rava would chew it. That is only some a type of fowl that is soft, that it was common in those days. But certainly, Bisar Behema wouldn't apply to it. And we could add, Bizman Hazeh, where it's not common for people to even chew fowl, raw fowl, in such a case, then it would be a problem vis-a-vis Muktzah. However, there are reasons that one may be lenient. Again, Tosas had given us a different reason. Even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the reason why one is not allowed to move meat, it would be because people do not chew it. And in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, actually, it was chewed by people, and therefore it would be permissible. Tosas had given us a hagdara, a category that does not appear in the Shulchan Aruch. And there are some who go with this category. The Taz mentions Tosas' Svara. So according to the Taz, there is another criteria that's at play. And the Mishnah Berurah makes reference to the Shita of the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Kuf Chafei in Simin Shinches, who says, Aval b'Taz posik dafil b'sar behema tofel muter l'taltalo. And presumably, what he's working off of the idea is that since it's chazi l'klovim, so then in such a case, it's not going to be mukta. Now, in the Sefer Archa Shabbos, in Perek Tisha Asar, on page Nun Vav in Chelek Vav, Perek Tisha Asar Os, Kuf Yudches Ha'ara Kuf Nun Zayin, he quotes many poskim who say that there's room to be makel, specifically our great poskim, the Chazon Ish, who paskins like the Taz, in Simen Mem Dalet Sifkaton Tez Zayin, so B'Shas HaTchak, there's that line, as well as our Grand Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, in a letter in the Ma'ora Shabbos, in Michtav Chafhei Oz Dalet, where he says that at least vis-a-vis foul one could be makel, because with foul Beferish in our Gemara, we saw that there were some people who chose to chew the foul. As well as Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal suggested that today it is common to give dogs raw meat, and maybe all of the Rishonim would agree with Tosas, and it could very well be that in just those times it wasn't common to give raw meat to the dogs, although the Trumas Hadeshin is explicit in regards to giving raw meat to Tarnigolis in the Chuvas Trumas Hadeshin. Nevertheless, Rav Shlomo Zalman raises that possibility, as well as in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, it's clear that Rav Shlomo Zalman was willing to rely on the Taz and our Shita of Tosfos. Finally, though, one needs to keep in mind two variables. Number one, when I learned this halacha from Rav Nevinsal, he pointed out that even though the Mishnah Berurah already in Sifkaton Kuf Chav Beis speaks about the fact that some people give it to animals to eat, he said since it's not something that's normal, then the Mishnah Berurah has a hard time relying on that heter. So Rav Nevinsal commented that today, if they don't give it to the dogs, and his assumption was that it wasn't so common to use raw meat to feed the dogs, so then in such a case, even if it's chazi l'klavim, it's not going to be enough. So one would need to look into this phenomenon that the poskim are assuming, that the Taz and Tosas are assuming, that it's something that's chazui Leklavim. And then, Rabbi Chizkio, this on Shabbos, Parshas Hach, when was it? It was, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar a couple of weeks ago. When I was with Rabbi Chizkio on Shabbos, he told me a conversation that he had with his father walking home, where Rav Nevinsal Shlita discussed the idea of what happens if there are cities where it's not common for them to have dogs. In such a case, would the fact that's chazi l'klavim work in areas where it's not common, if where there aren't dogs. I told Reb Chizkiyahu that I thought that even if there aren't that many dogs, but at the end of the day, in the round, in the area, then it would be enough. In fact, just this past week, I saw a ferocious dog being led by an Arab through the Arab shuk. So clearly in Yerushalayim, there are some dogs, literally and figuratively, and this is discussed as well in the Sefer Archa Shabbos in Ha'ara Kuf Nun Zayin, where Reb Shmuel Orbach was asked, the Mechaber is a Talmud of Reb Shmuel Orbach, that he said that there are certain areas where it's not common. On the other hand, in the Tshuva Shevet Halevi and Chelik Gimel Simen Chav Beis, he points out that even in the areas where there tend not to be dogs, on the periphery there are often dogs, are used for guard dogs, etc., etc. So at the end of the day, those are the two open questions. If one is going to rely on Tosfos and the Taz, it needs to be an area where it's common to have dogs that are simply there, that it's common in that general vicinity. I asked Rav Chizkiyahu, even if it's not common in this small city, how do you measure a city? Do you measure with the tchum and so on? It seems to be in the broader area. If there would be dogs, I thought, when I was discussing with him, I thought that maybe that should be enough. We left it as an open question. But clearly, in areas in America where it's quite common for there to be dogs, if it would be common as well, The last hurdle would be to be common as well for dogs to eat raw meat. So then in such a case, then raw meat, there's room to be makil. In practical, very practical terms, according to the Taz, based on the Tosas on Kuf Chav Ches Amin Alf, that the Mishnah Brura seems to go with Peshat Hadchak in Sivkat and Kuf Chav Hei, as well as the Chazunish, who is makil in general when it comes to raw meat. So then in such a case, Peshat Hadchak, one can rely on this, on these above heterim, and be allowed to move the meat. Lechatchila, in a case where it's not a Shas Hadchak, there are many reasons to prohibit the Ran's position, as well as a simple reading of the Shulchan against the Taz. So therefore, lechatchila, one should not move raw meat on Shabbos. In a case of a Shas Hadchak, then one would be allowed to, based on the above svaras, provided that there are dogs in the general vicinity that would eat raw meat. This Beis Hashem concludes the Dvar Halacha from Shabbos Kuf Membeis.